Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Buttplugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission, to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny, as he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize! And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
A little adult toy. I can see Corey and Robert and Anthony. We haven't gotten to the ladies yet, so I have room for three ladies. 576-7989. We've had some good products from my Moonlight Adult Boutique lately. By the way, let me thank those guys. KC Mill on 40 Highway, Truman Road, and KCK on State Avenue, Topeka up on Topeka Boulevard. All right. So, Corey, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Good. How you doing? I'm 30 years old. I've got a girlfriend. She's got, I don't know, some butt beads and a vibrator, and that's it.
You sound super bored with her.
No, she's 22, and I'm 30.
And
I'm not bored.
But you're like, I don't know, she got, man, a couple boobs in a hole somewhere I stick it in.
Oh, we don't even use them. I take care of it all myself.
Oh, I didn't realize you were such a swordsman. My goodness, I didn't realize in the presence of such a incredible sexual prowess. I can hear it. I can hear it in your voice now, Corey. My apologies. You swing that big.
I have plenty of confidence.
That's right. All right, Corey, you stay right there. Robert is with us. Robert, how are you?
Morning, Johnny.
Morning.
Robert, 30 years old, single, never married, and got a fairly used sleeve at home.
No, you're not seeing any vagina currently?
Yeah, there's too much drama there. You know how it is.
You're 30. You've already
taking a break.
You've already gone dead inside.
Well, let's turn that around.
What happened in the last relationship, Robert? I feel like you may have been hurt.
Well, you've said it before. You know, get hurt, didn't want to go back to the fire.
Well, I didn't say you had to get married or move somebody in or make a baby with him.
Yeah, we'll get there eventually.
All right. Listen, I feel like you've been hurt. Big virtual hug. Corey, Robert, stay there. Anthony is with us. Tony, what's the story?
Anthony, what's up? What's up, Johnny? I'm 30 years old, single, and I have nothing.
When you say nothing, like, you just, do you mean emotionally, physically, like just all the cards aboard? You just got nothing. You got nothing to masturbate with. You got nobody to talk to. You got no girl, nothing.
All the above. I can masturbate all day, but that gets pretty old.
True story. True story.
You should know. You should know.
Of course I do. Anthony, Robert and you have been hurt. What happened to you, Anthony, by the way?
Oh, nothing. I'm just keeping my options open.
Yeah, but you just said you ain't got no options. You're keeping your options empty.
They are empty, so I guess that's why they're open.
Anthony, Robert, Corey, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over, will receive the item up for bid. In case of a three-way overbid, the closest one takes it home.
For the fellas, our item up for bid is the Leica Virgin Stroker from Zero Tolerance.
Nope, I'm not going to do it.
Mainly because Captain Creepy, a.k.a. T-Bone, has managed to out-creepy himself this time.
With the Leica Virgin Stroker.
See, it has a hymen layer, I say with my quote
that
fingers.
That gives you a, quote, breakthrough feeling to mimic a cherry pop.
Giving you that first-time feeling.
Thus fulfilling your virgin-busting fantasies.
You walked in with tea, you didn't.
Two men enter, one man leave. Two men enter, one man leave.
Welcome to Thunderdome.
Because what Boy Genius didn't take into consideration.
Breaking a hymen, kind of a one-time thing.
After that, this thing's just damaged goods.
Why you make me You broke my hymen with your creepy jug.
It's the Like a Virgin Stroker from Zero Tolerance.
And it can be yours, fellas, along with a coveted slot on an FBI watch list of some sort.
If the price is right.
That's awful. First of all, why do you want that? Like, there's nothing about an idea of the virgin thing that I go, that sounds great. You mean this is going to be uncomfortable for you? You've never done it before. You have no ability to please me whatsoever. Like, you're not even into this. It's just a frightening, terrible moment in your life. Glad I could share it with you.
No, he's all man. He's going to show her how it is to be a big girl. I could barely finish that sentence.
Jesus Christ, man. I feel like that should come with a roll of scotch tape. Yeah. It's bye. What's wrong with you?
Well, no, it was different. I mean,
do you use this while your wife wears her virgin killer sweater?
No, I don't.
By the way, you realize that's the only piece of clothing your wife has that you call it by a name, not just sweater or pants or shoes or socks.
Right.
Because you like saying it.
Well, yeah, and there's a specific, it's ugh. Like, if you say sweater, you sweater, but this is there's, a virgin, it's a distinctive sweater.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Let me see this. This box is hard to get into.
Actually, you're in a bit of trouble.
Oh. Oops. I think my finger went in too far. Kidding. All right. listen, you get your own little handy package of Jack Aid. That's literally
Jesus
called.
Jesus Christ, it's called Jack Aid. If you're going to go all the way.
It's literally called Jack Dash AIDE, Jack Aid. God dang, I got to take a picture of that. That's just so bad. I'm a guy with a pretty good open attitude towards masturbation.
Yep.
I never want Sassy Von Fancy Pants to find my recently torn open package of Jack Aid. Like, listen, Corey.
Yep.
Listen, I know that you got a hot 22-year-old and you're swinging the sweetest D in Kansas City, but what would you bid for Zero Tolerance? The unique breakthrough virgin-like feeling that has first-timers experienced. Yes. With its own hymen-like product.
$46.95.
All right. Now, stay there. I got to get Robert on. Robert.
I'm going to go $19.95.
And finally, Anthony, what would you pay for the Zero Tolerance, unique breakthrough virgin-like feeling that first-timers experience, the Like a Virgin sleeve, including a handy single package of Jack Aid?
$9.89.
I see what you did there, Anthony. And I don't think it's going to pay off.
$39.99.
Well, it looks to me like Robert's found someone or something that won't hurt him anymore.
Like, I'll clear my afternoon. All of a sudden, I am open.
All right, listen. Hey, don't forget to tuck his package of Jack Aid back in there.
Right.
All right, listen, you stay right there. That thing is awfully nice, brand new, still hermetically sealed. Nobody's touched it with their human hand. So you stay right there, Robert. It's all yours. Corey, you're just going to have to go ahead and be happy with your 22-year-old piece of ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How'd you meet her? And how long have you been seeing her? And have her parents met you yet?
We lived together. We met at the gas station down the street from my house. And we've been together for about...
What, was she homeless?
Seven months? No.
I'm just wondering how fast you got her in the house at 22. I'm just like, was she living outside a gas station?
No, she wasn't living in there.
Was she?
I took her to the bar and got her drunk, and she took me home.
Oh, because you got that sweet D, huh?
I guess. You won't leave.
Corey's playing it right. You're playing it right, man. All right, listen, you stay right there. We'll give us some tickets. Anthony, so looks like you're still on a bit of a hiatus.
My options are still open.
I love him spinning the positive.
Listen, here's what we're going to do for you. I'm hooking you up with not only a pair of tickets to Godsmack, Hailstorm, and Monster Truck, which was good because that's two tickets. Options are open. Take who you like. But in case you don't have an option, Thirsty Thursday, I give you a case of beer. You can just drink your problems away.
That definitely will open up more options.
That's right. All right, Anthony, you stay right there. Don't go anywhere, man. So, there was a lot there. I felt like Corey was on his way to Robert and Anthony, but he hadn't been there yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he still believes.
He's still got a little left in him.
Just well, he believes that women actually do care about our penis. They'll tolerate it. I know what it's up.
It helps.
It's, you, as long as the rest of it's in place, you'll accept it.
Yeah, then if you've got a plan on what to do with it, then yes.
We think that women look at our genitalia the way we look at yours. We're fascinated by you. I'm just in wonder of ladies. Just everything about it's just incredible, amazing. I literally want to put my face on it. Mm-hmm. A lot, right?
Kiss it.
And we think that that's the way you feel. And then at some point you have the epiphany and you go, oh, that is not how they feel. Now, if they love you enough, they'll at least tell themselves they feel that way.
Yeah. That's the one I love right there.
Yeah.
That one right there.
Yeah. Yeah. The rest of them are pretty gross.
They look like Gonzo's wonky cousin.
Yes.
It really, I mean, that's what I see when I look at it.
I understand. We see wonderment. Incredible. I also see an endless bit of wants and needs, but that's another story altogether.
Focus on the positive again.
D, Leslie, and Vicky would like to play. D, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, good morning, Johnny. My name's D. I'm 46. I've been married for 6 years, and I have a rabbit and a bullet and a 56-year-old horny teenager.
Wow. So you waited till you were 40 to get married, or you were married previously?
No, I was married previously.
And how long were you married that time?
11 years.
And how'd that work out?
Well, obviously, I divorced him.
I don't know who divorced who. Maybe you made a mistake.
Nope.
Yeah, you don't sound hurt. I'll tell you that.
No, I'm not.
God, would you like to be the ex-husband right now that just hears his wife talking about how much she's getting banged by the horny guy? Yeah, dang. All right, D, you stay right there. You're going to play.
All right.
I got to get Leslie on. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Leslie, 24, and I've just got a couple of vibrators, and I'm engaged.
You're engaged. That's congratulations, I think. 24. What makes you want to get married when you're 24?
Well, you know, he's a great guy, so, you know.
Yeah. You didn't really sell it to me. I got to be honest with you right then. It's not like you were taking a drink of a soda, and you were like, well, he's a real great guy and stuff, you know. What is it about him that makes you want to spend all of your life with him?
Well, you know, most people are like two peas in a pod, and, you know, I like to call us pickles and ice cream. So, you know, we go together like that.
So you're not really getting along, and you're not really like the same things.
Well.
Or are you more opposites attract?
Do you find yourself having more angry sex than most?
No.
That sounds like a lie. Leslie. Congratulations on your impending nuptials. I hope it goes beautifully. When are we getting married?
October.
October. All righty then. Leslie, how old is he, and has he been married yet?
He's 29, and no.
All right. Well, I hope that it works out beautifully for you. And you said you had at home just a couple vibrators, nothing special, nothing you're into?
Nothing really special, no.
And how many times a week would you say you would like to have sex? Not how many you are, but how many would you really like to?
Quite a lot.
Can he hear you right now? Is that why you're saying that?
No.
Yes. All right, Leslie, you stay there. D, Leslie, hold on. Vicky is on the line with us. Vicky, welcome to the show.
Hello.
What's your story?
I am 35. Me and my husband have been together for 10 years. We've been married for one. I have Kegel beads, wands, dildos, bullets, lots of things.
Good for you. See, you know the truth is you got to learn to get the weird on.
Yeah, it helps.
You really do. I mean, like Leslie, I kind of want to give her the advice, but I don't feel like she'd listen to us. You know? I mean, you know what I'm saying, right?
I do.
All right. All right, Vicky, you're going to play. And Leslie, that doesn't mean we don't love you. I'm just saying that You got to really make sure you like the other person. Just a quick piece of advice. Having sex is pretty much the easiest thing a man and a woman can do. It's the one thing that pretty much works for everybody. And if you don't like the person for that, you're really going to hate them for other reasons.
Huh.
Oh. That was quite a response.
The more honest responses I've heard.
All right, Dee, Leslie, Vicky, I'm going to need you to listen at least to this part.
For the ladies, our item up for bid is the Rollerball remote-controlled rolling ring dildo from Hot Products.
Rolling, 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 this dildo is rolling. Stick it in that hole deep inside. Yes, it will make your life so sunny, ride it like it owes you money. Your orgasmic pleasure you can hide.
That's right, ladies, the Rollerball remote-controlled rolling ring dildo has a motion ring inside that moves up and down the shaft and causes intense erotic stimulation. Over 7 inches long. Has a sturdy suction cup base. A super powerful motor. It's water resistant. All adding up to a wild ride of orgasmic pleasure.
Lube it up.
Stick it down.
Grease it up.
Cramp it in.
Hook it down.
Take it for a ride.
Jam it in.
Grease it up.
Ride it out.
Rollerball.
Dildo goes deep inside.
It's the Rollerball remote controlled rolling ring dildo.
It's a big ticket item, ladies.
And it can be yours if the price is right.
Wow.
Dildo.
This is pretty weird.
Wow.
It takes a lot. I normally don't see something I've not seen a version of before. Have you ever?
No. I'm actually so super curious.
No, that's why I love this one.
Pervert.
Don't ruin it.
Let me see here.
I don't know. If he likes it that much, I don't know.
I know. Dude, he ruins everything for everybody. It's weird. It's like an inner, when you feel it like that, you can see it's a ring that goes around the inside of the silicone. And so there's a lump there. And I assume once you
hold that down there.
Uh-huh. I'm going to let you. And that's on. You can see the light come on.
Now it's vibrating. And then.
And then, all right.
Oh.
You know what? That might actually be.
That's genius.
Fantastic.
Who thinks of that?
It also looks like a small alien parasite on the inside of your penis.
Yeah, like somebody went and probed you and it found another route it was going to take.
Whoa. Yeah, no, it looks like a ringworm all the way around.
That is so...
No, it looks like a cartoon like Tom and Jerry when they eat too big a piece of cheese and then they swallow it down their throat. Oh.
But it's a ring around the shaft that just goes up and down and up. Oh.
Yeah, like a gavel ate a pancake flat. Yeah. Yeah, but I think the motion might make all the difference in the world.
I think that's great.
I think you're on the same page as me, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That thing could probably sit still and do its own work.
Oh, yeah. You can look, Ma, no hands.
Yeah,
this is
right?
So totally.
All right. So what's
and
the
it's
speaker
just the right...
for?
Oh, that's the suction cup base.
Oh, it looks like a speaker.
Yeah.
It's a good size. It's not too big or anything. It's just...
Just right.
Nice size.
It's pretty weird, ladies. Let's see if we can do this. D? Hey, what are you doing, Tiger?
The remote fell.
Uh-huh.
It did.
Keep your face away from that part. I think you jumped right in there, didn't you?
Well, I tried to do
my... Hey, wait till we go to commercial.
That's nice.
I mean to put your face on it.
Okay.
D, this is an interesting item. What would you pay for such an item?
I'm going to go $98.99.
$98.99.
I get it. I like you, D. All right. Leslie.
Yes.
Sorry to bother.
$63.98
for Leslie, my friend. Finally, Dirty Vicky.
I think I will do $69.95.
See what you did there. And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price?
$111.99.
Oh, D.
Oh, D.
Oh, D. D, 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 D,
D. I'm excited for you.
I'm happy for D. I'm really happy because you seem like you're having a very good time.
I am. This is super fun.
You're about to.
Yeah, I'm about to. Sounds like it.
All right. This is a pretty weird item. Let us know how this works because I feel like that's a new thing I've never seen. And I wonder the potential for it to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. you're looking at it with a bit of envy.
I'm looking at it going, that is a genius idea. I'm so curious how that's going to work. And I would like to have a follow-up on that.
Will you please just get her one?
Okay.
I'm excited for D.
Just get her one.
Okay.
Put it in birthday paper or something. And
give it to Mike. Just give it straight to Mike.
Hold on. Let me tell you something. Do not ever, ever, and I'm not kidding, ever hand Mike anything to do with her genitalia. Don't ever hand her husband anything. Understand me?
Okay.
All right. Do not. Don't you do that to him. He'll do it and get his ass kicked.
I never worked with him. I don't know.
That's
this.
Right. You never will. Just stop it. Don't even talk to him. Don't even look at him. Don't even glance in his direction. Don't say hello. D, it is all yours. It's an amazing, amazing item. Come on down and pick it up.
Please.
All right. Stay right there. Leslie?
Yes.
Hi. Would you rather have advice or tickets?
I guess I'll go tickets.
Yeah. I thought you might. All right. You stay right there. I'll get you picked up with that. Leslie's ears might be largely ceremonial. Ornamental, if you will. Vicky? Old dirty Vicky. Listen, I don't mean old. You know what I meant. You want to go to Freakers, Breaking Benjamin? You want to do a little wrestling or baby metal?
Freakers.
Freakers it is. Godsmack, Hailstorm, Monster Truck. Have you been to one before?
I have not.
You'll love it. It's going to be a really good show. I promise you that, all right?
All right, thanks.
Have a good weekend, sweetheart. Stay there. We meet everybody now, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We see the ghost of marriage's future, the ghosts of marriage past.
Ghost of marriage's ditch.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Man, I hope for the best, but if I were him, I would prepare for the worst.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.